Well, good morning, y'all. I'm here with my doctor. Hi. But he is not really my doctor. He is the doctor to my four-legged babies. Y'all, this is John Shuttle. And he takes care of all of our babies. And I'm so happy he's here with me today. I'm having so much fun talking to John because he just finished up Friday night doing Dancing with the Stars here in Savannah, Georgia. And we were just listening to each other's sob stories about how hard it is.
It is hard.
But, John, I'm so impressed. You're going to keep dancing.
Yeah, so I just want to, I've always wanted to be the social dancer. You always see people out there in a band or a bar even, and they're doing these moves, and they're having fun, and I've always been a wallflower. So if I can at least
stick with this
long enough to get some moves, more than just the, I did the shake your tail feather from the Blues Brothers routine.
And, did you shake it?
I shook it. And my pro dance shook it a lot better than I did.
Oh, she did. She did. Well, those pros, they're pros for a reason.
Yeah, they are. I don't know how they do it.
And they're supposed to make us look good.
And she did.
That's their job.
She did. My feet became disconnected from my brain at one point in the beginning of the dance. And she slowed her dance down to keep matched with me. And I thanked her afterwards. I was like, because she could have just blown me away and I would have looked like I would have been trailing. But because she did that, I kind of got back into the dance again.
Yeah.
You know, because she...
Yeah. How long was your dance?
It was like 2.5 minutes. It's a long one.
That's long.
I know.
Because I think our dances were like 1:50 or maybe 2 minutes. And longest 2 minutes of your life. If you're a dying man, you want to spend it on Dancing with the Stars because it seems like it's forever.
It does. And 2 minutes was a long time. And but the fun thing about it was Ray Charles. So it's fast paced. It's happy. There, and he runs through all these different songs, all these different dances at the end. You do you do the swim. You do the bird. You do of course the.
Now how do you do the swim? I've not heard of that.
You know,
okay. I didn't realize it was called the swim.
And then the fly.
Yeah.
And then
the chicken. Did you do the chicken?
You got to do the chicken and the monkey.
Yeah. Now we call that the jerk.
The fruit, the mashed potato is my favorite
one.
The
mashed potato. I remember doing the mashed potato.
I mean, when I saw Rachel do it when I first started taking these LaBlast classes, and if y'all, anybody wants to dance, you know, these LaBlast classes that Rachel Moore teaches at Salon de Bailly, it's great.
Let me tell you who invented LaBlast and came up with it. My dance partner, Louis Van Amstel.
And I met him on Friday night.
I know. He's a great guy, isn't he?
Did he do a dance in Macon? Did he get the whole party dancing?
No.
So he got up on the judges' table and called everybody out. He packed the dance floor with like 500 people. And he did a LaBlast class for like 20 minutes.
No.
It was amazing. And everybody
he's wonderful. You know, he's a 3-time world champion ballroom winner. And he is truly amazing.
So you worked with him for a week solid and
months.
You had more than one dance with him?
Oh, yeah. I lasted 6 weeks on Dancing with the Stars.
I meant with Louis. Because didn't you have to have a different dancer?
No.
You did Louis the whole time?
Uh-huh. One night, one week we had a switch.
Okay.
And I danced with Mark, and Mark is adorable. He's so much fun. But Louis is incredible.
You got lucky.
Yeah. Well, I requested Louis. I requested him. But
he's got an energy about him that
yes.
is unique.
Yes. You know, even though it is hard and people are intimidated and we're scared and all that, it's for such a great cause, isn't it?
It is.
It's the one in Macon was for Alzheimer's.
The same one here.
You know,
it's sixth leading cause of death in the United States. And,
and
they call it the long goodbye because these people, their brain just atrophies away, but they live. So the caretakers and their family take care of them for 6-7 years, they have no idea
who
the family is anymore. Yes. And so as you go through this, you get to hear all the stories.
Yes.
People come out of the woodwork. My grandmother had it. My grandfather had it. My dad has it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing how many people are affected, and you just have no idea. I've never even really known much about the disease until now.
Me either. I lost my parents when they were both very young. So, you know, it's something that I've never had to deal with firsthand. But the friends of mine that have say it's just heartbreaking. So hopefully, you know, what we did this weekend, the work that we did.
You know, I sent out hundreds of letters and emails, and the people that donated the most, they all had a personal story, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got to hear the stories.
All right, we had 3 trophies that we gave away in Macon. One for the People's Choice, one for who raised the most money.
That's right.
And the friend that I was actually doing it for, her daughter won both of those. So I was so pulling.
So the last trophy was who raised the most money during the event. So there's a third trophy now, at least in Savannah.
The third trophy that we gave away was Judge's Choice. And we gave it to a doctor there in town who's a pediatrician. He started out playing his saxophone.
Sweet.
And they did the swing, and they were incredible.
I could have done the swing. That would have been something.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break, and I want to pick your brain for some more things.
Yeah, and talk about these dogs.
Talk about all these dogs. We're
sitting
around
4
dogs.
Right,
we'll see y'all back in a second.
All right.
I think it's so important that you're happy with the look and feel of your home. In fact, my recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made for you. You can work one-on-one with an expert designer with their in-home design services, or you can take advantage of their free measuring and low-cost installation services. Guarantee a perfect fit. So create a space that you're going to love. Contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, y'all. 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. For details about my special offer, just go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. So what was y'all's third trophy?
So there was the who raised the most money during that night.
Was the third one.
That was the third one. And the same girl who raised, she raised like $43,000. And then she put like half of that in right at the very beginning too. She's just from her own company. She's had a very successful company down in Richmond Hill.
Who is that?
You know, I forget her name.
But she was a dancer?
She was. Allison Adams won the best dance, but only because he was dancing with a guy named Mac McKenzie. Do you know Mac McKenzie? He's kind of... He won it last year, too. And he wins it mainly because the guy's got arms this big around. And he lifts girls up above their head.
Yeah.
Spins them around.
No.
And you just can't help but to be impressed with that, you know?
That one's yours. I thought at first it was Lulu, but...
And some of the other dancers are like, that's not real dancing, you know? It's like...
Right.
He shouldn't win it, but it's always impressive.
Yeah.
And the dancer doesn't have to do much. You know, she can be petrified, but she's pretty much in somebody's arms up above their head spinning around.
Yeah.
And that she doesn't have to make the moves happen as much.
Well, I've noticed that even on the real Dance with the Stars that it really goes outside a ballroom.
Yep. And I imagine Louis doesn't do a lot of lifts.
No.
He doesn't look like he's a...
Not anymore. He didn't, let's just say, y'all, he didn't offer to lift me.
No.
I would have been scared to death. He's strong as a little ox, but no, he didn't offer to lift me. Well, let's talk about these dogs we're surrounded by.
You know,
I've always been so happy that I had you to to lean on with all of my animals when I had all those old boys.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You used to have all those sweet little dogs that you rescued. I mean, there was a little menagerie of
Sam,
them.
And
they all
Sam
had
was
so
a
many,
rescue.
Sam was a rescue, and they all had so yes. many problems, and you took such good care of them and loved them so much. And,
well, thank you. We did. We spent a ton of money on those
I
dogs,
know, but now I see y'all like family. Every 6 months, and that's
yes,
it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Well, you know, he had such a sensitive stomach. But, you know, I've come out with my own line of dog food.
I know. I like
and,
it, too.
And he, listen, he has his, he doesn't have any more stomach issues.
Good for you.
My dog food, Paula Deen Hugs, is really, really
Which
good.
Which one are you using on him?
I give him the beef, the chicken, the lamb.
Lamb?
Yeah. I use all three flavors on them, and they just love it. So it's almost summertime here. So what's going on in the dog world?
It's all allergies, you know, Savannah, Georgia.
Even the dogs have allergies.
It's all allergies right now. So
no, now what would the symptoms be for a dog that was
you know, in humans,
suffering?
It's sinusitis, rhinitis,
yes.
Eyes, nose thing. In dogs, it's all skin. So they get hot spots, ear infections.
Oh, speaking of hot spots,
bacterial infections.
I want you to look at this spot on Gus's back, right here. It felt like a little lump. Y'all excuse us while we have a little exam.
Hang on. Come here, Gus.
Stand up, Gus.
Yeah, I feel it.
Do you think that's anything to be concerned about?
You know, it's a cyst. It looks like a sebaceous cyst.
Yes.
It's usually a clogged oil gland.
Uh-huh.
You feel that little tiny scab right over the top
yes.
of it?
Yes. Now, what is the scab from?
So that's going to be the little bit of ooze from that gland coming out.
That's
here on things. So what we would do is we take a little needle and we drain it. And half of them come back again after you drain it and half of them don't.
So our ailments can be a lot alike, can't they?
They can. They're the same. They're the same. They really
are. All right.
Are.
What?
They even have Alzheimer's. We call it canine cognitive disorder.
No.
And the treatment is dancing, kind of like our treatment for Alzheimer's is dancing. One of the treatments for dogs is to teach them new skills with their physical skills. Teach them to swim or to go around obstacle courses.
No.
And it's interesting. I just went to a lecture from a neurologist about it. And I was shocked. I know, here it is. I'm raising money for Alzheimer's. And I go to one continuing education lecture. Uh-huh. And the local neurologist, doggy neurologist, is giving a lecture on doggy Alzheimer's. My life has been Alzheimer's for 3 months.
No.
So they get it too.
Yeah.
And they're. Maybe
what can we do? Is there anything we can do to prevent that, John?
Alzheimer's in dogs?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Feeding a high quality food. I think in humans too, it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be. I think the same thing that affects your heart also affects your brain. So we talk about how the arteries get clogged on your heart.
Yes.
Well, the same arteries go to your brain too. And so I think the more we're eating less fat, more fruits, more vegetables, we're going to see less arterial disease.
Yes.
And we're going to have less heart disease.
So you don't recommend table scraps?
You know, dogs are carnivores, so I'm not sure that I think that their proportion of cognitive disorder is very small, the way it should be in humans. The problem with humans is that it's gone from being an obscure disease to a front runner, number six killer.
Mm-hmm.
So for dogs, it's still an obscure disease.
Yeah.
Dogs are meant to be carnivores. Come here, Gus. Look at these teeth. Look at these teeth. Now, those are carnivore's teeth. And people look at our teeth and they go, look at this canine teeth.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm a carnivore. I'm like, this tooth doesn't pierce plastic very well, you know? That is a carnivore's tooth.
Yes.
And I think that dogs were meant to be fed as you're feeding them with your diet.
Yes.
Primarily a meat-based diet. And I think humans, somehow in the last 100 years, we have headed down this path where we've gone from a little bit of meat to mostly meat and a little bit of veggies.
A whole lot of meat.
Well, this goes along with the last blog I did with the Paula Deen, the Blue Dog blog that I did for your
Thank
company.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
He's doing
fun.
A blog for Paula Deen, Cooking with Paula Deen, right?
It's fun. And the last one was the difference between facts and fads.
And
I was saying most fads are based on weight loss and humans.
Mm-hmm.
And too much is kind of carried over. If it's good for a human, it must be good for your dog too.
Yes.
Which I just believe where it's, you know, it's usually probably not the case. But it's...
Well, you know, people who are dog lovers, we're obsessive. Love their animals.
You know, they're a part of our lives. It's interesting that two mammals live in such close association. I think if we saw this in the wild somewhere, we'd be amazed by it. But it's so common now that for the last 10,000 years, it's been this evolving thing where they've gone from the streets to our backyard to our beds.
To our bed.
I know.
To our bed. I mean,
my daughter goes to sleep every night with a dog on the end of her bed.
Yes. Michael, when he came to bed last night, he was in bed with three dogs. But he had to throw two of them out so he'd have room to sleep. But we're crazy about our animals, and we spend a lot of money. On our animals.
Well, I'll tell you, it's things have gone from, you know, maybe $1,000 as being the most expensive thing you could do. And now it's $1,000 is easy, you know. An MRI is $1,000 before the back surgery, which is $5,000 or $6,000. You can spend $10,000.
A lot of people are buying pet insurance now, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And is that pretty reasonable?
I think it is. It's hard when you've got a puppy to know that you're going to need the insurance at 9 years of age.
Right.
But it's probably the best thing to get it these days. If you're going to spend the money anyway, then...
And do you go... Excuse me for interrupting. But do you go through your insurance man that you deal with for your insurance? Do you buy it through y'all?
No, it's a separate company. There's about five or six of them. There's probably more than that. There's five or six really popular ones or common ones, and I don't believe that they're really associated with human health at all. I think they're strictly
dog. Animal. Well, I want to ask you about this. I've been wanting to ask you for a long, long time. Right from the very start, Gus was obsessed with shadows.
How about that?
He is obsessed with them. Yes, still.
Scared of them?
He's just like mesmerized. He'll chase them all over the room.
Fun. It's kind of funny.
It is, but there's something missing there for him. I can't figure out what it is.
You know, my dog...
Have you ever had a dog that
No, but every pet loves the laser pointer. You know, you put the laser pointer on the ground and they chase them all around, and that's funny. And I remember my dog used to do that, and then he looked over at the laser pointer once, and he looked back on the ground, and that was it. He got it. He understood. But I don't think Gus hasn't picked up on it.
I can't believe that there's a shadow over there on that door. And I can't believe he's not.
So it doesn't even have to be a person shadow or a dog shadow. Any shadow.
Any shadow. We had a big party one night at the house.
He's unique. That's a unique thing. I've never even heard of that before.
Well, the back porch was full of folks, and Gus was among all these people, and he was just looking down. And they said, "Oh, look, he's waiting for us to drop food." I said, "No, he's not.
He's looking
at those shadows." And once he looks at one, I can call him till the cows come home, and he will not look at me.
Don't get it. No, and I'll tell you.
So there's something mental there with Gus.
The one good thing about veterinary medicine is that every single day I see something I've never seen before. And
really?
Here I am talking to you, and I've never heard of a dog obsessed with the shadows.
Well, meet Mr. Gus Dean, please.
I think it's so important that you're happy with the look and feel of your home. In fact, my recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made for you. You can work one-on-one with an expert designer with their in-home design services, or you can take advantage of their free measuring and low-cost installation services. Guarantee a perfect fit. So create a space that you're going to love. Contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, y'all. 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. For details about my special offer, just go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us, Dr. Shuttle, where can people go to just hear your words or get advice?
So ever since Lulu was mm-hmm. a puppy, I started writing, remember when I took her for 3 days?
And yes,
she was like,
yes.
had all these things. She wouldn't go outside. Yes. She wouldn't use the bathroom in the right place. She
yes,
was jumping on
her.
She was terrorizing Jamie's kid.
Yes.
So I took her for 3 days. And then I had to teach Amanda and everybody else that was working with Lulu. So I wrote everything down, all my instructions. Well, then when Gus came along, I took out my old instructions, and I didn't like how they were written, so I rewrote them.
Uh-huh.
And in that process, I started writing a book. So now I couldn't publish it until I raised my own dog. So I'm raising Blue, and he's 11 months now, so I
now,
feel like...
Now, what kind of dog is Blue?
Black Lab.
Labs are so sweet.
Oh, my God.
They're so sweet, but I can't take the shedding.
No, it's black. Somehow the hairs disappear a little bit better than the tan lab. I used to have a yellow
really?
Lab, and those hairs would show up.
Yellow labs are my favorite.
Mine
they
too.
Are so beautiful. But Michael's brother, Father Hank, is living with us right now, and he's got a black lab. And that hair, that's one thing I love about doodles. They don't shed. They're hypoallergenic. And
well, I believe
the Havanese
Michael was hoping that Gus was going to actually kind of better the black lab, his brother's black lab, uh-huh. because I think his brother had a real high opinion of his lab. And so how's Gus done with the competition there?
Oh, honey, Gus will never be as good as Grace. as soon as somebody new comes in the house, he'll say, I want you to meet my dog, Grace. And that he'll put down food and he'll say the blessing. And Grace will not touch that food until Hank says amen.
Oh, be darned.
I mean, she's a real smart dog, but she doesn't have the personality to me that these dogs have.
Now, she's got lucky. You got so lucky with these two.
And I want another one. Can you believe it? Somebody told me that Gus has what you call a double coat. He's really, his fur is kinky, like the poodle.
Yeah.
And where the double doodle, his is
that's
just
soft.
Wavy.
Yeah, so that's more like a poodle, and this is more like...
But I was told that this was called a double coat. I don't know if there's anything to that.
I'm sure that's what it's called. I would not,
I
don't know.
I have to keep him short. Because you can't. Oh, that
he would just
so
be
good.
One big fluffy thing.
Oh, and he was beautiful, but he was one big mat.
Yeah, I know. They turned
him. When I had him finally shaved, I broke down and shaved him. I had to grab the fur and pull it back while the young lady was shaving him, and it held
like
together. It was like a blanket.
Yeah.
It was like a blanket. Now, is it true, I read something or heard something the other day, that we are wrong when we shave our long-haired dogs for summer? What is the truth on that one?
I can only imagine it's like taking a fur coat off of you in the middle of summer. I
right.
don't think there's no negative to cutting hair. It's hair. It's
okay.
no different than your hair or my hair. It's the same thing. And whether you cut it or whether you leave it long, I don't think it matters. In any health mode or anything like that. But in the Southeast, you know, to have a giant fur coat on, it's just, I think it's cruel. So
I think it is too.
All these dogs that have so much hair, I think you're doing them a real favor by helping them cool down in the middle of summer.
Don't you think that people are so much healthier that have animals?
They are. There's no doubt.
You have reason to get up.
Yeah, and they say just petting a dog lowers your blood pressure.
I would believe that.
You release endorphins, you know. I think too, when you're going through the good times, it's easy to be good.
Yes.
But when you're going through the bad times, and you got a dog next to you,
that's when I got Gus. A few years back, I went through a very emotional part of my life, and I told Michael, I said, Lulu won't let me hold her. I said, I have got to get me something that I can hold and love. And that's when we got Gus.
And he is that
so
dog.
Obliging.
He is so that dog.
He wants me touching him at all times. Say, you quit brushing me, Mama. Why'd you quit brushing?
I'll tell you what. I would imagine Gus will give you 3 or 4 years on your life, if you believe it.
You know, I can't watch those commercials that come on TV about the little abused dogs. I just have to run out of the room.
I was in
like I've been shot.
I was on the board of the Humane Society for 8 years, and I couldn't walk down to the kennels. You know, I'd go to a board meeting once a month.
Yes.
But to walk down those kennels and look at all those little dogs. And one of my clients had a little puppy, a black lab, and he was getting into trouble. At 3 weeks of age, he got his head and arms stuck in a fence for a few hours, and he lost the nerve supply to one of his legs.
No.
And the next
week... So you had to amputate
it? No, it came back. It came back. There's still a little... I got blue, of course, but there's still a little dysfunction in that. And then the next week, he tried to crawl underneath the fence because they put chicken wire around it so he couldn't stick his head through again. And then he sliced his other arm open, trying to...
He's a bad boy.
He was. So the guy, when he brought him in for suture removal, he said, you know, I think this dog belongs to a veterinarian, should belong to a veterinarian. And I was going through a tough time in my life, and I thought, you know, I'll take this dog. I have never had more problems with a puppy. You know, from bad hips to elbow issues to skin issues to ear issues.
Well, it was that dog's lucky day when you became his daddy.
But I think when you get the purebred dog, you get a higher likelihood of genetic issues because of the gene pool is so much more limited.
So
these are actually mixed breed dogs, even though they're bred and you paid for them. You've got a mixed breed dog, and you've got two of the healthiest dogs in our practice because. I mean, you know, they don't have any problems orthopedically.
Mm-mm.
You know, no
Mm-mm.
allergies, no
Mm-mm.
nothing. So I like the mixed breed dog, and I think that most of the time the mixed breed dog is a rescue because mm-hmm. there's nobody out there breeding mixed breed dogs except nowadays. Now they're designer
yes.
mixed breed dogs,
yes.
and but it's still a mix. It's a mix of
right.
two breeds,
right?
So you get the best of each breed usually that gets phonetically, you know. In the dog instead of
yes.
the recessive genes, which tend
well,
to be
so
associated with.
I'm so glad to hear that. Now I have a new argument when Michael and I
Well, you're both right. So this is the mixed breed dog that you pay for.
Yes.
And now
yes.
I finally got a purebred dog, and he's making me a better veterinarian.
He's keeping you on your toes.
Yes.
Well, I've got one more question to ask, and then we're going to wrap it up. People ask me what a double doodle is, and here is my answer that I give to people. It's a labradoodle and a golden doodle that mates, giving birth to a double doodle. Is that correct?
That is the first time for me to hear that. Now, so you've got one up on me. And my world is not in the world of breeding, thankfully. So, but that would make sense. That would make sense. But so far I haven't heard, that one hasn't come across.
And I think the golden doodles are prettier than the labradoodles. To me, a golden doodle has a prettier face.
You know, they all come out different. So they some
yeah.
of them look more like a golden, some
yeah.
of them look more like a doodle, and
yeah.
And I like that. And you got a doodle. You know, you got more of a poodle than...
Uh-huh, a poodle doodle.
Right.
I have a poodle doodle.
I like that. That's a better...
A poodle doodle.
I like that. You just coined a new term. That's it right there.
Poodle
you heard
doodle.
It right here.
Yes.
That's better than a double doodle.
Uh-huh.
A poodle doodle.
A poodle doodle.
There you go, right there.
Well, John, I so appreciate you coming in.
Oh, it's been fun.
You know, we love our animals, whether they're cats, dogs. I raised a little squirrel, Earl D. Squirrel, that I didn't want to release him. I loved him so much. So veterinarians are very important to us in our
job.
World.
I've got a great job.
Yes.
I love what I do. I grew up with animals all my life, and I got a chance to... spend my whole life working on them and helping
well,
them
Well, tell everybody what your website is so they can...
It's Innovative Veterinary Medicine.
Okay. That's it?
.com.
.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's,
so we can go check out what you're doing.
Yeah, we do.
Or you can go to Blue Dog.
The Blue Dog blog, I think, is great for opinions that I've got on nutrition.
Okay. And where do they go to get that?
And that is, you're going to go on the Paula Deen website.
Okay.
And, you know, I've also found it just pushing in Blue Dog Blog or Dr. Okay. Shuttle's Blue Dog Blog.
So there you heard it from the doctor. It might be Dr. Shuttle's Blue Dog blog. I hope y'all can find it, and I so appreciate you coming in. Like
thanks.
I said, we love our Dr. Shuttle because he takes good care of our babies.
We love our Paula Deen.
Thank you, Doc. So I hope y'all enjoyed our little session today, and I hope everybody maybe learned something.
I hope so, too.
I still didn't find out about the shadows, though, y'all.
No, that's your... That's...
We're going to have to go to a psychiatrist for that. Thanks so much.